Shifting gears to what might be an equally significant development in the developer tools space, Apple's macOS container machines. This GitHub documentation drop generated over 800 upvotes and 305 comments, which tells us the developer community sees something big here.
This is Apple essentially bringing Docker-style containerization natively to macOS, but with some uniquely Apple twists. What they're proposing is full macOS virtual machines that can be managed like containers, spinning up, tearing down, and orchestrating complete Mac development environments programmatically. From a technical standpoint, this leverages their virtualization framework and Apple Silicon's efficiency to make what was previously resource prohibitive actually practical.
The business implications are fascinating. Apple is essentially acknowledging that their platform needs to compete with Linux and Windows in the containerized development space. For years, Mac development meant either accepting a less automated workflow or jumping through complex hoops to achieve reproducible builds. This could level that playing field entirely.
What caught my attention in the documentation is how they're handling resource isolation. Unlike traditional containers that share a kernel, these are full virtual machines with complete macOS installations. That means true isolation for testing, but it also means significantly higher resource requirements. You're looking at gigabytes per container rather than megabytes.
The timing is interesting too, coming right as we're seeing major shifts in other development tools. Facebook's announcement about porting the React compiler from JavaScript to Rust, which generated 58 upvotes and solid discussion, is part of this broader pattern of performance-focused rewrites. The React compiler handles JSX transformation and optimization, and moving it to Rust could dramatically improve build times for large React applications.
The React to Rust migration is technically significant because React's compiler is one of the most widely used build tools in web development. When you're processing thousands of JSX files in a large application, the performance difference between JavaScript and Rust compilation can be measured in minutes, not seconds. For continuous integration pipelines, that translates directly to developer productivity and infrastructure costs.
Then there's NPM version 12, which is introducing breaking changes that have generated 392 upvotes and 154 comments. The Node.js ecosystem is notorious for breaking changes that cascade through dependency trees, and version 12 appears to be no exception. The discussion thread is full of developers sharing migration strategies and expressing frustration about the velocity of change in JavaScript tooling.
What's particularly interesting about the NPM changes is how they reflect the broader consolidation happening in package management. The breaking changes primarily focus on security improvements and dependency resolution algorithms, but they also eliminate some of the backward compatibility that made NPM's adoption so smooth initially. It's a classic trade-off between security and convenience.
There's also a security story that's getting less attention, but deserves mention: the zero-click remote code execution vulnerability in Notepad++. While it only has 10 upvotes, CVE-2026-52884 represents a path traversal attack that could execute code just by opening a malicious file. For a text editor used by millions of developers, that's a significant attack vector.
The Notepad++ vulnerability is particularly concerning because it exploits file handling in what users perceive as a safe, read-only operation. Path traversal attacks work by manipulating file paths to access directories outside the intended scope, and in this case, that can lead to arbitrary code execution. It's a reminder that even basic development tools can become entry points for sophisticated attacks.
Looking at these stories together, Apple's containerization, React's Rust migration, NPM's breaking changes, and security vulnerabilities in basic tools, there's a common thread about the increasing complexity of development environments. The tools are getting more powerful, but they're also becoming more complex to manage securely and efficiently.
What strikes me is how these changes reflect the maturation of the development ecosystem. We're moving from move fast and break things to move fast with strong guarantees about security and reproducibility. Apple's container approach, React's performance rewrite, and NPM's security focus all point toward an industry that's prioritizing stability and security over pure innovation velocity.